Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, your one stop for creative inspiration. We have a terrific hour of ideas and tips for you today, so let's get to it. Here's your host, Pat Sloan.
Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan, and I'm doing a segment here from Quilt Market in Kansas City. We are sitting in the Riley Blake booth, and I tell you what, I know that all of you love Riley Blake fabric, and we're going to learn all about it. We're going to hear what's new, and we're going to talk to one of the owners of the company and find out, you know, how it started, because I'm really interested in that myself. So I have Cindy Cloward here, and she is one of the powerhouses behind Riley Blake. And Cindy, I'm so pleased to meet you. Thanks for taking some time out to do this.
Thank you, Pat.
Now, how did Riley Blake get started? Because, like, all of a sudden you were just there, and everybody was, like, buzzing. It was like, oh, my gosh, did you see that fabric? You know, how did this whole idea come about?
Well, like all businesses, we didn't start from nowhere.
Right.
We've been in the industry for quite a while. In fact, my husband grew up with retail fabric stores.
Wow.
He was with his parents for 30 years, and they owned retail fabric stores along the Wasatch Front. So he grew up in this business.
Oh, wow.
In fact, one of our first dates together was inventory at a store.
At a store. Yeah, okay. Meet me at the fabric store, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you loved him right away. He was like, oh,
yes,
how cool is that? Yeah.
So we've owned Christensen Wholesale, which is a distributor for 12 years.
Oh.
And then about 4 years ago, we really saw a need in the market for just bright, new, young, energetic fabrics. And we knew some artists that had that look that we wanted for fabric. And they came along with us and partnered up with us, and we introduced their lines.
Ah.
And we shipped our first line 3 years ago. So it's been fast and furious.
It has been fast.
But we have worked very hard on our look and our brand and connecting with a sewing community.
Yeah.
And I think that's really helped us
as a
business.
It's great. And you have like a great website and a blog, and your designers are really active promoting, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we've really focused on the last year is our social media part. We have a project design team, which is some of the best bloggers in the industry, and they do weekly tutorials on our website using Riley Blake fabric.
Ooh.
And so every Wednesday is a new tutorial from our project design team.
Cool.
And then we also have two other tutorials, so three total a week.
Three a week. Oh my gosh.
And Monday is guest instructors. We've had over 60 different instructors that have come in, used our fabric, taught a tutorial, and we're all about the beginner sewer, getting them involved, getting them excited, letting them know that if they've never sewn before, they can start a project.
And your fabrics probably appeal to that.
Yes.
A lot of people just learning. You know, we're sitting actually in the booth, and I'm looking at just, you know, I just want to take all this fabric home. It is amazing. We're sitting, just to the right is Amanda Herring from the Quilted Fishes line called Apple of My Eye. Maybe you could describe what this line is while we're sitting here gazing at it.
This line is, again, the title gives it away, Apple of My Eye.
Yes,
there's a lot of apples. Apple motifs.
Yes.
And I'll just show you that the polka dot has
an apple. Everybody's going to love that.
And everyone
loves
Amanda. If you've ever met her, she has high energy, and she is just a fun person to know and be around. And her fabrics always reflect that.
They do. They're happy, happy fabrics.
And they're always one of our top sellers, and she has amazing projects to go along with them.
Yeah, we have like little bloomers made with the apples and little skirts, plus a quilt, a couple quilts here in the booth with texture.
Yes.
Yeah, there's like a, what, like a apple with a flower.
That has a three-dimension.
Yeah, and there was like a little hat up there with
that
the flowers.
That is one of Amanda's best patterns, is that, I think it's called Queen for a Day. And she has sold more of those crown patterns to make that particular item than any other patterns she's made. And so she's all about fun and parties and celebrating.
And about parties, I know. Amanda's a party girl.
Yes, she is.
And, Amanda has been on the show, so you can go back and listen and find her interview. Now, how many designers do you have on your team?
We have over 25.
Over 25. Do they all bring out new lines every market, or is it
not necessarily? We're comfortable. We're at 3 to 4 lines a month that we release.
Oh, okay.
And we really want to make a diverse look each time I release. We release mm-hmm. four times a year, new collections. Mm-hmm. And in those collections are about around 12 different lines. Mm-hmm. And some of our artists do two a year. Mm-hmm. A few have done more.
Right.
But two a year is about average.
It's about, yeah.
And
that's
sometimes they want to take a break or,
yeah.
you know. So we just have we want to give a diverse look, so mm-hmm. everything doesn't look the same, and I think we've achieved that.
You have. I mean, because I can just see, the booth is set up really nicely with each designer's like little cubby hole, and so they have like a little section and their piece, and you can walk through the booth, so it's very interactive. I feel like your
yes.
booth is very interactive. You come into it, it's like a home.
That's how we designed it. We wanted people to come in to look at our sections, to feel the fabric and just mm-hmm. get a feel of what Riley Blake's all about. And again, be welcomed in. Mm-hmm. Just like we want to welcome all the new sewers, we want to be accessible and mm-hmm. be able to see what we're all about.
You have another line that's right in front of me, which I'm going crazy over because it's called Seaside, and
yes.
I love anything water, beach. I just adore this. And they have like little children, and there's aquas and navies. What? Tell me a little bit about the theme behind that line.
This was designed by October Afternoon, mm-hmm. and it's a beach theme, but it has a very vintage feel.
Right.
And the colors are right on trend. You have the bright, not quite a navy, but
right.
a good strong blue with mm-hmm. a kind of a reddish orange.
Yes, an orangey red, and it's got
and the grays and the yellows, which are really on trend right now.
Yeah. So gray is really popular. You find
yes,
yeah.
You know, we at Riley Blake, we're very serious about what's on trend with colors, and we do a lot of our own study, and we mm-hmm. work with our artists. And as far as colors on trend, you know, of course, we think brown's taken a little bit backseat to gray, mm-hmm. but no color's ever completely out
right.
in the right combination.
Right.
Aquas and blues are still going to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
Pinks, you know, if they're matched with grays, can be a little softer, and
mm-hmm.
you'll see that in some of our collections, softer mm-hmm. yellows with grays. But then when we match them with oranges, we have brighter
yeah.
pinks and oranges, so we think that'll be really popular. And see, orange is a very strong color right now, and you'll see it in a lot of our collections.
Yeah, I'm looking at another one there called Superstar, and there's orange, yeah, and
yes,
gray.
That's and gray, and that blue that's
yep.
so on trend. And you notice there is brown in there, but
I
it's just kind of a little softer,
like
and you'll
a tannish
see that.
Brown.
Yeah.
Right, right. And it's got huge, big polka dots in that line.
Yes.
Is that like a boys line? Is that geared more
yes,
towards
Superstar.
Boys?
Yes, Superstar. We've had two other collections called All Star. This is our third collection with this theme,
mm-hmm.
and it's so popular because it goes for baby boy
mm-hmm.
all the way. I would make something for my husband out
right,
of this.
For adults, yeah.
So it's timeless, and it's a timeless look.
Mm-hmm. Little paisley in there with a star in it, and big stars, but well, like a toss star
yes.
yeah, in it. Well, of course, it's called Superstar, so they have to be stars, right?
Of course,
of course.
Course.
Of course. Now, you also have a special project with your fabrics.
Yes, and I'm really yeah. excited to talk
I'd love
about
to
this.
To hear about this.
Because it's called Pieces of Hope, and mm-hmm. we partnered up with Autism Speaks.
Oh, wow.
And it's a charity line, and we are going to donate a significant portion from the proceeds of this line
mm-hmm.
to Autism Speak. It's very near and dear to our heart.
Mm-hmm.
We have an employee, which is actually my brother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
and his son is autistic
mm-hmm.
and is nonverbal,
mm-hmm.
and he communicates through an iPad. And it has changed his life because before
wow.
he was non-communicating
yeah,
and now this iPad. And we would really like to see as many children as possible be able to get an iPad that are nonverbal
mm-hmm.
to help them. Plus, Autism Speaks also funds research. They're the largest foundation and they're just incredible partner and we're very happy to partner with them. Plus, the fabric is so bright and beautiful, you're going to want to sew with
oh, yeah.
it.
Yeah, you're going to want
regardless.
It anyway. It's got words, and it's got puzzle pieces. Those are really nice. And sort of a textured tonal.
Well, let me tell you about this. This is our new blender.
Oh.
And it's in a lot of
really,
our collection.
Oh, so it's in all. Oh.
It's our new basic,
mm-hmm,
and it's
right.
called Shades.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have to give you a pair of sunglasses. We
yeah.
brought our shades to market
oh,
to introduce our full collection of shade
yeah.
blenders. And
yeah.
we put them in all of our fabric.
The families, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, for those of you listening, it sort of looks like linen on, and it's just got that little extra bit, so it's not solid, but it will have a little bit of changing.
Has lots of different flecks of color, so you can use it with different shades of fabric, yes.
That is wonderful. Very smart. Very smart, Riley Blake. So another thing that you have is like all kinds of accessory type, like buttons and trims, and you know, how does that play into the products?
Well, we really wanted to we wanted to launch Sew Together, which is our name of our accessory line.
Okay.
Because we thought it was important to have our own ribbons, mm-hmm. buttons, and trims and laces to match our fabric lines.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so Sew Together was launched about a year and a half ago, and that includes our new button collection. We started with pearl buttons. Now mm-hmm. we have pearl and matte. Mm-hmm. We have them in carded and tubed, and they just work so well with our fabrics. It's mm-hmm. easy for the store owner to buy them and know that they'll match
right.
our
That's
collection,
nice.
So yeah. our ranges. And so we've seen a lot of success with that, and we're real excited to offer that.
You have really cute lanyard on today
yes.
with your big, fat rickrack on there.
Mm-hmm. And this also lanyard's made out of our chevrons.
Oh,
chevrons
oh, yeah.
are one of our top seller basics. We just introduced them last market, and they came in 3 months ago, and they've been so popular that we've expanded the range to include, we have 72 different SKUs, from rainbow chevrons to tone on tone to small, medium, and large sizes, and they've been...
I'm coveting the chevron collection. I mean, it's just, it's like this awesome stripe.
It is. It is. It's all the rage right now. So.
Oh, well, Cindy, this has just been so exciting. I want to tell everybody your website is RileyBlakeDesigns.com.
Yes.
And that's, and from there you can see all the lines, and then you can go over to the blog from there.
Yes. I'm the one who writes the blog. I do have a little help, but it's mainly my voice on the blog, and I try and blog at least 4 to 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we want to create the sewing community. We want to welcome everyone in mm-hmm. and show them what they can do with fabric. On our website, we also have an easy link to our Pinterest, Pinterest is just visual inspiration.
Yes.
And
yes.
we have so many projects that you can see made out of our fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get... you can sign up for our newsletter.
Okay.
And you can see all the things that we're doing. We're doing... YouTube videos on projects.
Oh, good.
So 1 to 2 a month. And anything that's new, like a panel, mm-hmm. we show you how to easily put together that panel. And just the one we released last week was our Advent calendar mm-hmm. by Sherry McCulley. And mm-hmm. it's so fun and easy to make. You could do it with your children or your mother, and just it's a fun project. So
great stuff. I'm so excited to meet you and sit in your amazing booth and chat about your company. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
This is American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Do you have a recent project to share? Post a photo of your latest quilt project in our show and tell section at allpeoplequilt.com.
Welcome to the Spring 2012 Moda Fabrics Fashion Show. We've got a great lineup for you today. Entering with a spin, Twirl by Me and My Sister Designs brings a playful and fun vibe to the runway. Oh, Hello Luscious by Basic Gray. You looking good, girl. Up next, Reunion by Sweetwater offers a fresh take on navy by pairing it with gray and happy shades of green, yellow, and red. Look who's coming now. It's the Berenstain Bears, a childhood favorite. Stay tuned for more runway reporting and visit your local quilt shop to see these fashionable lines and more from Moda Fabrics.
Whatever your style, whatever your skill, you'll find everything you need to start sewing today at PatternSpot.com, the downloadable pattern marketplace. It's a one-stop shop with hundreds of designers and thousands of patterns all online under one virtual roof. Go to PatternSpot.com and sign up for our email list to get 20% off your next purchase. From quilts, home decor, and wearables to fabric crafts and accessories, PatternSpot.com is your one-stop pattern shop.
Need a project you can start and finish in an evening, a weekend, or a couple of weeks? Pick up a copy of All Small, on sale now, featuring projects created with Moda Fabrics. We've assembled a collection of projects that are little in size, but big on style. Find All Small at your local quilt shop or newsstand today.
Win $10,000 cash to stock your stash. Enter today to win the ultimate $10,000 crafting giveaway at allpeoplequilt.com/craft giveaway.
Welcome back to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan. I'm here in Kansas City still interviewing different designers from around the world because at the trade show, all kinds of people come in and they show their things. And we have designer Brigitta Heitland from Zen Chic. And Brigitta has fabric with Moda, and she has her own pattern lines and just a whole lot of other stuff. And her work is so fabulous. And what I love about it is her style. Her style is very unique, and I am so excited to have her here to share in person with me, you know, one-on-one about the type of work and how it's inspired. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So what part of Germany are you from? Because you have, you're a German native and you design your work there.
Yeah, I'm originally from the more southern part. That's the part where I'm born. Okay. But then when I married, I moved to the more northern part. And Some people may know the town Hanover. It's about 1 driving hour away from where I live.
Ah, okay. So what is another larger city that?
Bremen.
Okay. Bremen in Germany.
Yeah.
Very nice. I used to live in Germany, in Wiesbaden.
Yeah.
So you started out, you didn't start out as a quilter. You came to this a little bit later, but you have design background.
Well, both. I have a sewing background and a design background, but not a quilting background.
Right.
When I was a young girl, my grandma was used to sew the clothes for all the children, and I was most sitting next to her sewing machine. And so I was taught by about 6 years old how to sew. And then I sew only clothes for myself to have unique things.
Ah.
And then I was so drawn to that thing that I take studies, first in interior design, later in textile designs, and became a fabric designer. But I've never heard about quilts in Germany.
So you actually designed fabric outside of the quilt industry?
First, when I was a young girl, yes. But when I became a mother for my 3 children, then I was no longer a fabric designer.
Oh, okay.
I worked sometime as an accountant.
Oh,
but it's
my.
Very different from what I'm doing now.
Yes. Yes, I guess.
But it's good because I now can handle the sales part of my business very well.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you're very well-rounded.
Yeah, that's good to have. Well, when I was about 40 years old, then I stumbled accidentally in a bookstore about a book showing quilts. Well, I wouldn't have known how to spell the word before.
Right.
When I saw that book, I was so hooked on that subject.
Yeah.
I have to give it a try. And then I bought some fabrics and started. And then after a while, it is very expensive to have fabrics in Germany. It's double expensive than in US. And I thought by myself, well, how can I get retail prices on that? Well, I have to start a shop. That's the solution.
Oh my! Yeah. So you were a quilter, and then you had to start a store. So you got new fabric.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
So I started an online fabric shop.
Oh my goodness! That is crazy. How long were you quilting before you decided to open a store?
1 year.
1 year. You are a true quilter. True quilter. I think we all would like to have a store. So you have all that new fabric.
Well, it was only a small online shop. And I run it besides my business as an employee in another company.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So you actually had a full-time job when you started your online store.
Yeah.
So when you first made quilts, were they traditional? Because your look now is very contemporary and very modern to me. But did you ever make traditional patchwork quilts?
Yes.
You did.
I started with windmill blocks and something like that. And then I got to learn a lot of the techniques and so on until I came to a point when I developed my own style.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what, when you developed your own style, what motivated you to do that? Did you start just being inspired by, because you have a design background, did you just decide to try what you'd done before in fabric?
Well, the most inspiring thing is my interior design background, mm-hmm. because I think if you buy, you go in a shop and you buy a bunch of fabrics because they are pleasing to you, and you bring mm-hmm. it home and you start to sew a quilt, and then you lay it down on your couch and you think, well, my, something is not working here, mm-hmm. because you was fixed on that nice fabric peg in the shop,
right.
but you didn't have your own environment in mind
right.
when you bring it home.
Right.
So I thought by myself, you should do it the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
You should get the living room as an inspiration, show what furnitures are there, what colors are there, what shapes, show the furnitures, and so on. And then translate those colors, shapes, and style to your quilt pattern. And that's mm-hmm. why my style I developed over the time. Yeah.
That is amazing. That is such a great way to think about it. Take, if you want the piece to be livable in your own
yes.
room, your bedroom, your dining room, your living room, whatever you're decorating, use that as the starting point.
Yes.
So
exactly.
Describe your style for me, your quilt style. What do your quilts look like? Because they're not block-based.
They are not block-based, and that's because I'm a German. I'm not used to think in blocks like a traditional quilter is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to think in the whole entire blanket I get,
right.
like it would be a painting,
right.
like I would approach a painting.
Right.
So I think, perhaps, I have this black leather sofa. What
mm-hmm.
foot would fit on that sofa.
Right.
Oh, maybe something sparkling in color, but not too much. Give it a calming background and
mm-hmm.
then enhance it just with a little bit of print.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, oh, that looks a little bit thin. And so it comes that I developed that style. Calmness, just enhancing prints and an elegant, adult form of modern quilting.
Yeah, it is. Your work is really beautiful.
I thank mean, you so much.
And I think it also, and I think you and I talked about this a little bit, that you feel and you've noticed that it transcends. Traditional quilters love this look that you're producing, as well as the modern quilters.
Yes.
So, and are people doing your work with prints, because you use a lot of like tonal fabrics. So have you seen a lot of people try to do it in like large scale prints or anything like that? Taking your pattern and remaking it in fabrics that are different than yours?
I've never seen it before because I'm just a starter.
Okay.
But I like to install a Flickr group to see what other people are making from my patterns or
mm-hmm.
from the fabric
mm-hmm.
I'm bringing,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, that's always exciting to see
yeah.
how someone
yeah.
interprets your
yeah.
design.
Yeah, and that's another inspiration back to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool, that's really neat. So I want to give your website here, so I'll just spell it out. It's www.brigitteheitland.de, since it's in Germany, so people can go and look at your work. Tell me about your fabric line. Why did you decide to design a fabric line?
Well, it was always dear to my heart to design fabrics.
Yes.
Because I love so much to use them, and I want it to have them the way I like them.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see something which catches my eye, let's say in this line it's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
I play around with this shape, and then I came up with sharp circles, interlaced circles, overlapping circles, dots, and so on. And then I make layers of circles, and I gave them some texture. And then step by step, the line grows and develops, and then In the end, I have something.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And it's really cool that you take the same circle and use it to be inspiration through the whole line.
Yes.
What is your fabric line's name?
It's Juggling Summer.
Juggling Summer.
Because the first circle I did looks like something you use in a circus and juggle with.
That makes sense. That is really fun. That is really fun. So when you do use a lot of solids in your work,
yeah.
And why do you like the solids?
Because they calm everything down and they add enhancement to the prints. Mm-hmm. So they show off the prints and then the overall look is clean.
Right.
That's why I love it.
Now, you are also a long-arm quilter.
Yes, I am.
Right. You're a very busy woman.
Yeah, of course. Did I mention that I have a household and three kids, too?
Right. You have a family. You've got all this going on, a shop, patterns, fabric, and you long-arm.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to long-arm, versus sit down at a machine? Did you take a long-arm machine class or see one? Think it was a better way to quilt?
I taught everything by myself. Mm-hmm. Well, I just ordered one and started.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Brigitte, that is just, oh, my gosh, you ordered it and just started? What a woman you are. Oh, my gosh. And believe me, her work is just amazing, the quilting. Now, you also blog.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what you do on your blog, what you like to talk about on there.
Yeah. The main thing on my blog is I want to give some inspiration. And because color is so dear to my heart, mm-hmm. this is one of the subjects I bring in the blog. Mm-hmm. I have a blog series, a weekly series, and it starts always with an inspirational photo, maybe mm-hmm. a few on a street or, let's say, a flower field or something like that.
Right.
And then I show how to get those color schemes out of the picture.
Right.
And then next, when I get the color scheme, I look for fabrics matching that scheme.
Okay.
And then next week, I show which pattern can you make out of those fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
So I develop this step by step, and the readers can follow those steps and learn how to do that by themselves.
Right.
And often people let me know that they enjoy to follow the process and then are curious about what will come next.
Right.
Step.
Oh, yeah. So you've enticed them by doing one series of color and how to use it. And then they want to come back and say, well, what's next? Right?
Yeah.
What are you going to give us next? And you're writing your blog in English?
Bilingual.
Okay.
English and German.
Okay, so both languages and everybody can share in it.
Yeah.
Well, this has just been so wonderful to have you here, and I'm so excited about your new fabric line with Moda.
Thank you. You have a new fabric line too. And
I do.
I'm so glad we are colleagues.
That's right. We're both new designers with Moda, so it's a lot of fun. And we are talking with Brigitte Heitland of Zen Chic, the pattern company. So be sure that you look at her work, and we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Looking for fresh, simple, and fun projects and ideas? Check out the current issue of Quilts & More magazine at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
At Stash Books, we work to inspire you to use fabric to create a beautiful handmade lifestyle. We're passionate about inspirational designs, accurate instructions, and finding authors that you want to know and learn from. Visit StashBooks.com for a behind-the-scenes look at this season's new releases, including Modern Minimal by Elisa Haight Carlton, Modern Patchwork by Elizabeth Hartman, and much more. Sign up for our email list at StashBooks.com and get 20% off your next order.
Welcome back to the Spring 2012 Moda Fabrics Fashion Show. And what a show it is. Strutting down the runway with a fizzle and pop is Pezzi Print by American Jane. Now it's Kate Spain showcasing waterfalls of color and good fortune. Chloe's Closet is here with a peachy keen idea, combining two classic favorites, flannel and 30s prints. Next, let's take a walk in the woods with Anie LaHoy and discover enchanting storybook characters. Stay tuned for more runway reporting and visit your local quilt shop to see these fashionable lines and more from Moda Fabrics.
we're listening to you. Comment on today's show and tell us your ideas for future shows. Visit the contact page on our website, allpeoplequilt.com. Now, back to the show. Here's Pat.
Welcome back to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan, and in this segment, I am still at the Quilt Market in Kansas City, and it's really great here to meet people from not only all parts of the U.S., but many, many other countries come in to the trade show. And so this is a perfect time for me to set up a meeting with someone who it's a little easier to talk to than across the great big pond. So I have Katie Jones here from I'm a Ginger Monkey, and she is just an amazing quilter and has a totally fresh look with what she does, and I follow her blog, and it's just a lot of fun. You're going to learn some new things with our little chat here with Katie, so thanks for being here and taking some time out. I know it's so busy at market.
It's crazy busy. It's crazy. You can't seem to get from one end of the floor
right
to the other without stopping every 2 seconds. There's always something to see. There's someone to see. It's fantastic.
Now, you live in England.
Yeah.
So what part of England are you from?
I live in the north of England in a little village in West Yorkshire, which is not too far from Leeds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 2.5 hours from London.
Okay.
I grew up in the south of England in a small town in East Anglia.
Yeah.
But yeah, my family now and my life is up north.
So is there a local community of quilters, or is that pretty much you do a lot of internet?
Yeah, it's mostly on the internet. I've got a little group of friends, and we meet down in a village in Derbyshire, which mm-hmm. is about an hour or so from my house. And
yeah.
we met on the internet.
Oh.
We get together.
Yeah.
We try to get together about once a month, mm-hmm. every 6 weeks. And that's fantastic. You know, it's nice to have away from the internet and away from the friendship groups that we've built up there,
mm-hmm.
to have an actual physical group of people. We never seem to sew.
Right. Yeah. There's never any sew.
To chat.
And eat. Do you eat?
And eat.
Yes.
And drink coffee.
Yeah. That's universal.
Yeah.
I think all sewing groups, friendship groups, you chat more than you actually sew when you get together. Do you want to tell me a little bit about the style of quilts that mm-hmm. you like to make?
Yeah, I think I tend to steer more towards the traditional side of traditional blocks, traditional settings, and traditional quilts, but a bit like you, with a more modern fabrics
mm-hmm.
and brighter colors. And I'm not a modern quilter. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not good at the modern mm-hmm. kind of stuff, you know, with the improv. I do like a traditional
mm-hmm.
block. That's what I grew up with. That's what
mm-hmm.
that's what I know, and that's what draws. That's what drew me into quilting.
Right.
That's what continues to draw me into quilting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you take them and make a little bit of a twist sometimes. So you sort of make them your own.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I'm kind of. I guess I don't necessarily look like your average late 30s soccer mom type. You know, I've got a few tattoos. I kind of dress a little bit differently. And I think that I reflect that in the quilts that I make,
mm-hmm.
or at least it's not a conscious thing,
right.
but that's the kind of thing that I'm drawn to.
It's so. Your personality.
Yeah.
Your personality shows, and you can see a quilt, you know it's yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the bad piecing and
oh no, but you're mostly a piecer then too.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't really slap shapes on the top of any of that. No,
no. I do like a bit of a pique, and I particularly enjoy hand piecing, English paper piecing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm a piecer.
Let's talk a little bit about backings, because you know you and I were talking earlier, and you have sort of a great passion for the backs of quilts and what goes on there. So
yeah.
tell me your thoughts on that.
I think once I've finished a quilt top, I want to get it done.
Yeah.
The sooner it's done and it's in use, you know, and I've
yeah.
washed it and it's you know, it's out on the couch or it's on a bed or it's gifted.
Yeah.
That's what I just want to get it out and
yeah.
done. So I particularly like the extra wide backings.
Mm-hmm.
And Moda have a really great range of backings, of dotty backings that are more modern,
mm-hmm.
that are more fitting for the new, the fresh, the modern fabrics,
mm-hmm.
Called dotties. They're 108 inch wide. And I think what people tend not to realize is that they're quite cost effective. If you're piecing a backing, which there are some amazing piece backings, I'm kind of too lazy. No, I like that
smooth extra work.
I also really like the whole cloth. Smooth look. And you know, you don't need to spend as much money. Even though the individual yardage price point is higher, obviously, but you're like in effectively three yards of fabric for each yard of extra wide, because they're 108 inches wide.
Right.
So for, say, a queen size quilt, like an 80 inch quilt, you only need 2.5 yards of fabric. So if they're retailing at $20 a yard, it's not costing you as much as if you were buying fabric that's costing you $10, $11, sometimes $12 a yard as cotton prices keep on rising. So I love that. I do, and I really like that smooth look. And I do keep nagging and nagging and nagging any designer that I'm friendly with or the girls at Moda to, can you just please, you know, let's get a really cool matching print, a coordinate from each line into those extra wides. Because if you've made a quilt and it's all, you know, Kate Spain, and then wouldn't it be great to flip it over and there's just this really gorgeous, smooth whole cloth with a Kate Spain print, you know, like the really big, bold colors and prints. So I'm...
You're on a quest.
I am. I'm a woman on a mission. I think I annoy the people a little bit with my... with my crazy, please just design me an extra wide, please,
just for me, just a couple bolts,
But like if you go into your local quilt shop, you know, ask them, because unless you as a consumer are buying, then the quilt shops don't need to stock the extra wide.
So they don't know anybody wants it.
So if you go in and you ask and you keep on asking, then eventually, you know, you could wear them down.
I think this is such an interesting topic, Katie, because I personally haven't really been into buying the smooth back, but I can see that now, just the way you put it, that it's smooth, it's a whole piece. And, you know, if you have a really cool print, it's a pain to match it if you want it to be that look. So
especially if you're trying to match that print exactly, you have to buy, you know, a good yard and a half extra or sometimes more.
It could be,
to be able to match up that pattern repeat. So that's why I like it. You know, part of it is it's a time saver. You know, none of us have got so much time now. Once we've pieced up quilts, it's nice to just get them done.
Yeah, unfold that fabric and go. Hey, cool. What about English paper piecing? You mentioned you're English, so I mean, they're all English quilters do English paper piecing. Is it like the law?
Yeah, we are born.
Yeah, born
with a pack of papers. We come out as babies with a pack of papers and some little squares.
Yes.
My mother, when I was growing up, she used to do English paper piece. Not a great deal, but the quilt that was on my bed at home as I grew up and then all the way through college, that was a very basic English paper pieced hexagon quilt. That's what she made for me out of little scraps of my old clothes when I was a tiny baby. And then other little snippets of fabric. And it's always been in my head. It's always been there, you know, this kind of watching my mom going with the paper and the fabric around the shapes and sewing them together. And, you know, in her sewing box, there was always a little scrap of fabric and a little, you know, the little papers kind of dotted around the house. And I love it. It's something that you can do in your dead time. You know, you're watching TV on a night, and I can't machine sew on an evening because I make too many mistakes. I'm too tired. You know, once the day's over and I've got the kids in bed, I am just too tired to then start getting the sewing machine
out.
I always have to unpick. You know, seam ripper comes out because he is my best friend. So I sit in front of the TV and I paper piece because I like to be busy. I like to have my hands doing something. Can you just sit there?
Is there one tip for that you think people, if they did this one thing with English paper piecing, it would be easier for them that they might, you know, might not know about?
Yeah, I like to use a glue stick, just a regular, I think you, is it like an Elmer's?
There's all kinds of brands,
Just a simple glue stick, your basic school glue stick. I like to use that, just put a little dot of that in the middle of the fabric,
mm-hmm.
and just pop your paper on the top, and that holds it in place. So when you're basting your shape, basting your paper and your fabric, it's a lot easier to keep that in place. So it doesn't slip about as much. It keeps your points nice and tight.
Yeah. That's what I have trouble with sometimes, is that I'm trying to hold the paper and the fabric, and it's, and then, you know, then you have more on one side and there's not enough when you get around to the other end. Just like, darn, you got to undo it again.
Yeah.
So that's perfect. A little bit of glue stick.
Yeah, just a little dot, just regular glue stick. It washes straight out after you've after you've finished the quilt anyway. You can peel it off. It doesn't leave a mark. It's great.
Now, you're teaching this in several places, including here in the U.S.
Yeah, I'm coming to the Sewing Summit in October.
And that's in
Salt Lake City in Utah.
Yeah.
I've only been to Salt Lake City once before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really lovely city. It's a really lovely place. Beautiful. So I'm really excited about that. I'm going to teach that to a class, I think, of about 50 people.
Oh, my. 50 in one class?
Yeah, 50.
You do get the What a Woman Award for that. Did you know that? There's a lot of students.
So I'm hoping that I can bring more people into my English paper piecing cult.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll have to join up. Okay.
Worship at the Church of English Paper Piecing.
Well, it is a great portable project.
It is. It's fantastic. You can, especially when it's the summer. You know, you can pop them in your bag, you can take them to your kids' sports games, to the ballet class, to, you know, in the car, obviously not if you're driving.
Right, yeah.
Then it's
passenger only.
Yeah, it's a little tricky when you're driving. But yeah, or on the bus, during the commute, in the morning to work, home again, it's great. It's just a lovely portable project. Pop them in your bag and go.
So tell me just one little thing about your blog. What's kind of going on there, what you generally blog about?
A bit of everything. I like to keep it slightly personal. You know, I talk about what's going on in my life. Not not too much. Not the boring stuff. I don't share, you know, my laundry.
Right.
But, you know, or the problems that the kids are having. But, yeah, I like to talk about my kids, my husband, what we're doing, and what I'm up to, what I'm sewing.
And you have great photography.
I try.
Yeah.
I try.
It's good. It's good. And I love your writing style. So I want to give your website. It's imagingermonkey.blogspot.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
And you also Twitter. So
you're
out there.
Yeah, I'm a ginger monkey on Twitter.
So it's really easy to find Katie and follow her. Yeah, you all have to do that now. So. Well, Katie, this has been great. I really appreciate you taking the time out and sharing a bit of your life with our listeners.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
This is American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan. We're going to take a little break. Come right back.
Choose from more than 100 of your favorite patterns from American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilts and More, and Quilt Sampler, all available online. Buy downloadable patterns today at apqshop.com.
We're back at the Spring 2012 Moda Fabrics Fashion Show. You can just feel the excitement. Minnick and Simpson are back with Prairie Paisley 2, a collection with the rich, layered look of a well-loved fabric stash. Here comes Sandy Gervais getting sassy with this bright and cheerful line. Up next, Deb Strain's Tend the Earth is bringing the peaceful feeling of a garden to the runway. Ooh la la, it's Bunny Hill Designs and Baby's Going to Paris. Stay tuned for more runway reporting and visit your local quilt shop to see these fashionable lines and more from Moda Fabrics.
Did you know you can find your favorite books from C&T Publishing available as ebooks at ctpub.com? From new releases to classics, there are hundreds of titles to choose from. Ebooks are instant and immediate. No more waiting around for a printed book to be delivered. They take up less space and are easily portable. Plus, ebooks use very few natural resources. Look for the ebook sale button at ctpub.com to save 20% on your ebook purchase. Start browsing now at ctpub.com.
The 1 Million Pillowcase Challenge continues through 2012, and we're taking the show on the road. Come sew with Jennifer Keltner, Executive Editor of American Patchwork and Quilting, and other members of our editorial staff on June 22nd at AccuQuilt at their new office in Omaha, Nebraska. Stop by and make a pillowcase, make a difference.
see what other quilters are up to on the American Patchwork and Quilting page on Facebook. Simply go to Facebook.com and search for APQ Magazine.
Welcome back to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I am here in Kansas City at the trade show, and I'm talking with all kinds of designers. And it's really great when I'm here that I can talk to teams or design teams out there. And it's really nice when we can sit all together versus being on the phone, you know, for the interviews. So I set up an appointment with Blackbird Designs, and you know that Barb Adams and Alma Allen's work is just totally wonderful. I mean, many of us love it, and it's so beautiful. I know, now they're laughing at me.
Now we're going to have to pay you big bucks.
Yeah, I know. I'm a fangirl. That's what I said. I'm a fangirl. I had to have all your books. But we met at one of the first markets that I did, which might have also been your first market. Do you remember that?
Our first market was in 1999.
Oh, wow.
In
99?
I know. We packed up all our stuff, threw it in the van. We went down to Houston Market, and we were walking in, and I looked at Barb and I said, "What the heck are we doing here?"
Did you feel that way, Barb, your first one?
Very much so. You come into a large exhibit hall, you know, and you see all these wonderful design groups, and you see all the fabric, and you're thinking, maybe we could turn around and no one would know that we're even, you know, we're even planning on being here.
Security sets in. Yeah.
So, did you do a big booth the first show that you ever attended?
We did. We did a single booth, the
a
first
single,
one.
Okay, single booth.
And we set it up, and we were so fortunate. We won an award for the best booth for a new exhibitor. So that was kind of fun, especially when you're so frightened when you go in and then you leave and you think, well, maybe we can do this.
Yeah, they liked me.
Yeah.
They really liked me. See, I told you. I told you, everybody's a fan. So you're a design team. So in your books and in your fabric lines, are you both contributing, like, how does that work? Let's start with a book. Do you do your own quilt and then they all go in one book, or do you work across the quilts? Barb, how does...
We really kind of, the first thing we do is we come up with a theme.
A theme, okay.
And sometimes it's even going to work in as far as into a title.
Uh-huh.
That starts shaping the book. Right now, with being able to design fabric with Moda, we get very excited because a lot of times we have a fabric line that we also want to bring into part of that book. It's like the next book that we have coming out is called In the Meadow.
In the Meadow.
And it really showcases... Yeah. The fabric line, Meadow.
Right.
And then there's other fabric that is added to it. But then we do a lot of talking. We, you know, look at anything that gives us inspiration from, you know, Alma's garden or Alma's bees, antique quilts. You know, my garden, it wouldn't inspire much. So that's why I go to Alma's house, you know?
And you two don't live close to each other, do you?
We live about 45 miles apart. We'll talk on the phone daily, or maybe a couple of times a day, depending on what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it's like we do drug deals gone bad. We'll meet like in a parking lot of Quick Trip, and we'll both open up our
trunks.
And I'll throw stuff to her, and she throws stuff to me. We shut the trunk, and then we leave. And I'm sure people go, what was that?
What was that? Follow that
it
car.
It looked like it involved fabric and quilts. Yeah.
So in the books, I've noticed, because I do have your books up, that sometimes you'll both make your own version of a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
So are you doing that all the time, or is that just sort of when you just feel like it?
We really did that a lot. We didn't do it this time, probably because of our time constraint.
Right.
There just was not time for us to both do that. But we like giving the consumer or the stitcher an idea of how it would look another way.
Right.
We think it... one colorway doesn't capture someone's attention, maybe another one will. And
I
we've
love
noticed
that.
Having the same quilt in the show, and some people will come up and they'll go, oh, I love that, and they won't even see the other one. Or they'll come up and say, oh, that one's great. But it just, it's all about color
and
texture, you know, and everybody's not attracted to the same
thing. Things, yeah. And are you two personally, I mean, your look is very comfortable together, but does one of you like lighter quilts and one like darker quilts? You find
the interesting part about it is we'll, you know, especially if we're working on the same type of design and make two quilts out of it,
right?
You know, that kind of gives you that freedom of thinking about, well, usually one of us will have the idea first about what kind of colorway they want to go in. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of go to the opposite to really mm-hmm. give the consumer something to, you know, look at. The interesting part about it is no matter what color I choose, uh-huh. I always like Alma's quilt better in about 2 weeks.
Oh, that's not true. Oh, my goodness.
I think because you know how it is when you're working on a project.
Right. You're right on top of
the project done. And you kind of get used to it to the point that you're like, oh, yeah, I'd rather have that one.
Yes. So.
Well, I always loved Barb's color. When we first met, that was the one thing that attracted me to her, other than her wonderful personality,
yeah.
was seeing the way that she colored quilts,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The fabric she used and her color combinations. And I thought, oh, I really like the way she sees things.
See them.
Now, you mentioned that one of your inspirations was antique quilts. Do either of you collect antique quilts?
Not really.
No. No,
we collect antique samplers, cross-stitch samplers, because
okay.
we do cross-stitch too.
Right.
But and they're small. You can collect those. But when you get into quilts, antique quilts,
yeah.
that's a pretty big collection.
Right. They're price tag-wise, too.
Absolutely.
It can get a little anymore.
Yeah. Than.
So if you're doing something inspired by an antique quilt, are you then, is your process to sort of add to it? Because you don't really remake the antique.
We don't really make
right.
them. We look at them, and then we... Well, there have been some that we have kind of done similar, but
right.
usually we look at that and we think, oh, and then it kind of inspires
right.
other...
Like this little element, and then you make
right.
the blackbird look to it.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about fabric, because do you even know how many fabric lines that you've had over
the
years?
I wish we knew. We'd look really smart.
Yeah.
We could say,
I know.
Boy, it's been 15 lines.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes we can't even remember the name. Somebody come up and say, well, you remember this song? It's like,
oh, that's nice. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what. Do you start your lines with a colorway theme? How do you work a line?
We come up with a title. We'll be driving in the car. Usually we're in the car together,
yeah.
going someplace,
place.
And we
yeah.
can't get away from each other. So then we start thinking, well, let's think about the next fabric line. And
yeah.
we find that if we have a title,
mm-hmm.
that kind of brings everything together.
Yeah.
Gives it a theme.
The
it's theme. A theme thing again. Once you get the theme, then the ideas start developing.
Yeah, I work like that too. So I can really relate to that. You know, and there's so many ways to work design that I like themes mm-hmm. as well. Now, here in Kansas City, your book publisher is here, Kansas mm-hmm. City Star.
Well, we do some self-publishing.
Oh,
well,
that's right. That's right. You
but
also
Kansas
do.
Kansas City Star is here too, and
yeah.
that's been really fun to develop those relationships.
Last night, there was a really beautiful reception in their facility for all of you authors. So that was congratulations
Thank
on
you.
The
that
big...
It was so fun to see all those quilts on the wall and then see the people that we work with at the Star.
Yeah, they hung. There were a lot of your quilts, and it was quilts from all the different books that they published. So it was a beautiful reception, and I was lucky enough that Barb mentioned it to me so that I could go see it. Now, I want to talk a little bit about your self-published books, because you do, and I think you may also for your Kansas City Star books, you do a lot of the photography.
We did start to do some of the yeah. photography, and I think what started that was when we had cross-stitch.
Oh, because you're cross-stitch designers as
right,
well.
Right, and some of those projects were kind of small, so we bought a digital camera, and we kind of started experimenting with that, and it turned out to be really kind of fun.
I love the one book that you did. I think it was a Halloween quilt that you had a bed outside.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a big effort to get whole bedroom outside?
Oh, it's a big effort. The problem is once you get that all outside, and one of my favorite ones was when we used hay bales. We put hay bales outside,
uh-huh.
and then we put the mattresses on, and then we put the quilts on.
Yeah.
And I thought, dang, I just want to lay down and take a nap. Wouldn't it be fun to sleep outside?
Now, do you also do photography, Barb?
Alma really has the eye. She is the greatest photo stylist, I think, as far as, and that really makes her books come alive.
It does. It makes a huge difference.
So Alma will say, Barb, what do you think? And I'm be like, oh, that's just great, Alma. Go for it, you know?
That's what I like about her.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I'm probably the bossy one. So when she says, oh, that's great,
that
she's
great.
So flexible, that makes it nice.
Now, another thing that you just mentioned, the photo styling and just styling in general, you have you style your booth when you come to a trade show. You don't do retail shows. You just do the trade shows. So when you style your booth, I know that the two of you actually come here and then go shopping sometimes. The thing, that must be fun.
Well, it's a lot of fun.
Maybe a little stressful.
A lot of times we travel. Now, this market is our hometown.
Right.
But a lot of times we travel other places. So we travel in a van. I take all the seats out. We put all the stuff in. And so sometimes we get it framed in and we think, oh, we didn't think that quite through. We need some more plants or we need a little bit of foo-foo to kind of make it nice. So we'll go shopping.
Oh, shopping. And that must be the hard part of the job.
Listen, last fall we went down to Houston and we stopped in McKinney, Texas, and we went to this shop called Patina Green, which I highly recommend.
Uh-huh.
And we found this wreath. How big do you think that wreath was? Was that about 16 diameter?
I would say exactly, because standing up, it would barely fit in the back of the van.
Oh, my
gosh.
And,
I mean, it had, you know, almost like an array of spokes sticking out from it.
So we just crammed it in and slammed the van shut and went on to market.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do like to go shopping along the way.
And you often win awards because your booths are, the trade show likes to, you know, go around and submit an award for best single booths, new booths, doubles,
now,
whatever.
Now, don't talk about that because Mark's going to want some of those plaques. Yeah. I have all those plaques. I think we have about six or seven of those. I don't know for sure, but
I think it's a highlight to come see your booth. I mean,
you're I'm going to pay you big bucks.
Yeah. Well, tell me, since we're here and you're releasing this line and this book, maybe Barb, you could just tell us the name of the newest line and
the newest line that they're as far as showing the
right here at the shop
for the retail that will be out during the month of October is called Cinnamon Spice.
Cinnamon Spice,
and it's going to have a real dominance as far as in the reds to pinks with a kind of a tan to a green, and then some light backgrounds. So we're really excited. You know, it's just like anything else. It's that next project that you're all ready to start on and start cutting fabric. So
great. And then what are the quilts hanging in your booth, Alma? Are they in those fabrics or they're in a different?
They're in the fabrics meadow.
They're in the meadow.
Line. And meadow is already in the store now.
Right.
So we were hoping that when the book came out, people would be able to find the fabric. That's always kind of
nice. That's always a good thing.
It's always a good thing.
Now, you have a website, Blackbird Designs.
Mm-hmm.
Is it .com?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's Blackbird, and then you have a little dash.
Oh, the Blackbird-Designs.com. And you also blog.
I do. I need to blog a little bit more often. I think you're really good at blogging. I need some of your skills.
It's fun. I just like to, you know, go out and you can do it.
Yeah.
You have great, great things. And the cross-stitch is really interesting for those who love cross-stitch. And they're vintage, right?
You know
they're,
what? We love color and fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a cross-stitch sampler on the wall, a quilt on the bed, and a hooked rug on the floor. It can't get any better than that.
Well, I want to thank you both for taking time out from the show to sit down and be on American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. So I wish you great luck with the next line and to get your book done.
Pat, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat, very much.
I've had a great time interviewing designers here at the trade show. Interviewing them in person has been a lot of fun. We have one more show of interviews from Spring Quilt Market coming up in a few weeks. Remember to visit our website, allpeoplequilt.com, sign up for the newsletter, check out all the wonderful tutorials and the free patterns there. We'll see you next week here at American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan.
Remember to visit allpeoplequilt.com for more information on topics from today's show, as well as how-to videos, free printable patterns, and additional tips and techniques. Thanks for listening to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio.